And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Taking a break from Open Line for a bit here. As joining us in studio, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, we have Candy Westbrook with us this morning. Candy, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Coffeyville. I'm doing good.
It's good to have you in studio today. Obviously, probably been super busy this week with the big event happening this Friday, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment. But you do have a few things that you did want to bring up.
Sure. A few announcements from some local businesses, and of course, events going to be coming up here in the next few weeks. So, first of all, Doctor's Orders Day Spa welcomed a new staff member. Her name's Jessica Taylor. She's done massage for 4 years and down in Oklahoma before joining now our wonderful team. So, another massage therapist in Coffeyville. I love it. So, Liebert shares a safety reminder. Did you know that nearly half of the home fires that occurred December through February are because of, you know, those high months? And making sure that everything's drier, number one. But also, we have more electrical heaters, so you need to be careful on your heater. Make sure you've got a good one that is protected. And then also, holiday decorations. Can you believe it? Everybody leaves the trees up so long, and you got all this holiday decorations and lights and everything. And anyway, just they shared a great reminder. If you go out to their Facebook page, it has steps of just kind of how you store things and how to be careful. So, also, somebody that shared some helpful information was the Bargain Center. They gave some great advice on how to keep your washer and dryer being efficient and safely and humming along, because no one wants to be stuck without that. I mean, that panic attack when you don't have your washer.
No joke. Yeah. You're like, oh no, I have no clean clothes.
What am I going to do? So go out to their Facebook page. They have some wonderful hints on
Febreze, everything.
No, in fact, it's like panic. So Carter Automotive also shared a reminder about a great service they have. They can actually help you install a remote start. You know, the newer cars have that, and some of us are really, really jealous. But I forget that you can actually have that installed on your car, even if it's an older one. So give them a call, and they can give you a quote on that. The Friends of Animal needs our help. This week, until the 20th, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals is dropping all their adoption fees by $30 for cats. Right now, they are over max capacity, and so they really need our support. Help those little cute, they had some wonderful pictures on their site of all the cute pictures of all those cats. So anyway, if you can help out, they are desperately needing help to help. I know right now with so many cases and things going around, there's some people that are a little more timid about getting out, or maybe you're just feeling under the weather and you just want to be cautious. Don't forget, there's still a lot of businesses that even after the big 2020 pandemic hit, a lot of places are still doing curbside. So it's great. You just call them, they'll have it ready, and they'll deliver it to your car. And then you don't have to worry about getting out in public, and but you still get all your good stuff.
Well, and the businesses here, especially in Coffeyville, did a great job during that time, because now that's an added feature that they have that they can use now for to still attract people to their stores or their businesses. So I think the businesses here in Coffeyville did a great job transitioning to that, and now they have that extra feature now for them.
And it's not just for restaurants. I mean, that's the thing you think the most. Mm-hmm. You know, like I know the Oak and Sunflower, they have curbside, but even some retail places, Carter, I think Thompson Brothers, and just a lot of places will do it. So even if you're not sure, just call them up and say, hey, I need these items. Do you have them in stock? And can I pick them up curbside? Mm-hmm. And most of them are so willing to help out. So take care of that and be helpful. Some other helpful news. So I love this. First of all, did you hear about the asteroid that is passing right by Earth, super close, like to me, too close for my comfort.
Right.
It says close. I mean, it's miles away, but when it's that close to Earth, oh my gosh. So that, and also they have a possible gene discovered that might help identify those that are at most at risk for COVID. So that's another study that's going out. But things like these are stories that we share in our weekly newsletter, along with, of course, upcoming events in Coffeyville and positive things happening here. So if you're not on my newsletter list, make sure you subscribe. You can go out to our website and do that, or just give us a call with your email address. We'll get you added in. But that way you get to hear all those fun, quirky, interesting stories. Of course, all the local things going on in Coffeyville and across our state as well. So good stuff. Okay, upcoming events I wanted to share a little bit about. On the 21st, which is Friday, the Senior Citizens is having a luncheon. It's at the Senior Citizen Activity Center. $3 dine-in or $4 carry-out. So they do that every so often. I love it. We have, the Chamber has our Business Over Breakfast coming up. That is on February 3rd. It's at the Best Western in Coffeyville and hosted by the Chamber. We always bring in some amazing speakers just to help you learn more and understand what's happening in Coffeyville. And so we'd love to have you join us for that. The 9th Annual Coffeyville Public Library Taste of Soup is coming. That's also on February 3rd. And they've got details on, I think, their Facebook page. I have it in our newsletter, and I can send it to you. But it tells you a little bit about actually coming in or just getting them to go and curbside and all that good stuff. But love those Taste of Soup events. So another thing that's coming up on February 12th at the CCC Raven's Roost, they're having a chocolate serenade concert. So you get to hear a concert with your spouse or your loved one, get some chocolate and get serenaded, and just a fun night out. So CCC is doing that. So put that on your calendar. And then finally, you mentioned it earlier, but yes, this Friday is our big Chamber event. We've been working hard on that. One of the things that we've been kind of adding is making sure that we've got sanitizer. We have extra disinfectant. We're going to clean everything down. Of course, we're in a gym, so that's nice. We get to spread out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have a few less people, so we were able to take some of the tables and, you know, make them not so crowded. So everything's going to be safe, and we'll have masks available as well. We did have it sold out, but we had some recent openings. I had some people that had to cancel. And so I think we've got 4 openings right now. So if for some reason you didn't get to think you were able to make it, but now you can, call me today, though. We have to have those information and all that registration in today. But we do have just a couple openings, and I'm excited on that. For one, we have all these wonderful games, and I've been getting them all pulled together. So I love a little casino games. So we've got some of that. We've got Magic coming from Magic by Pete, a wonderful speaker that's coming in. And then, of course, we're going to give out all those great awards. And I get to present the Citizen of the Year Award, and I'm very excited about that one. So I think that is all we have. Nothing too major going on yet. Still kind of gearing up, you know. We'll see some more stuff coming over the next few weeks, hopefully as cases start to go back down. So.
Right, and Mardi Gras is coming up pretty soon as well.
I think
well.
So.
As of right now.
As of right now, yeah. They are trying to decide if they're going to move forward on it just because, you know, some cases and some other mm-hmm. things. But tentatively, February 19th, I think, is the date. And that's always a fun one. So, yes, I'm kind of supposed to be checking on it this week, and they will have a decision by next week and then start selling tickets.
All right. So we'll find out a little bit more next week about that as that is coming up. And hopefully we can still have that event because that's always definitely a big fun one.
It is a fun one.
I mean, you get to dress up and all that fun stuff, and there's games there as well. Cajun food. That's the best part right there. So great food during the Mardi Gras. Well, Candy, if anybody does have any questions about things you've talked about today, or maybe they have a business here in Coffeyville and they would like to join the Chamber, how can they do that?
Mm-hmm. And actually, this is the best time to join the Chamber. At the beginning of the year, we're kicking everything off. We're going through all of our benefits and kind of really helping businesses showcase what they have to offer to the community and giving them some great benefits. So you can call me at the Chamber. Ask for Candy at 251-2550. Of course, like I said, you jump on our website, which is so easy. It's coffeevillechamber.com. Can't forget that one. But jump on there, and we've got a place where you can sign up for the newsletter or send a message. Of course, our community calendar is on there, so if you want to find out upcoming events, you can jump on there. Or just stop in anytime. We are open every day till 5.
All right. Well, Candy, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next Wednesday about all the things happening here in Coffeyville.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to restart open lines. So keep it locked here on the mighty 690K GGF here on this cold morning here in Southeast Kansas. Temperatures diving. Started the day at 40. We're now at 36. Wind chills are below freezing. So be sure to put on the big coats before you head on out.